Well, good morning. This is the youth message for the online service. The online youth message is similar than the 11 o'clock message, but we use the same scripture out of Mark's Gospel in chapter 1. But it's a little different because I try to keep it in a time frame that's kind of accessible because, you know, a lot of people don't like to listen to something on the radio or something like that more than 10 or 15 minutes. So I tried to be sensitive to that. But today I wanted to talk about talking to God. And in Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, this is when Jesus, if you remember in chapter 1, we've been looking at Mark's Gospel, chapter 1. It's when John prepared the way for Jesus as he was just starting his ministry at about 30 years old. And then John baptized Jesus, and then the temptation of Jesus right on, the devil tempted him, but he withstood the temptation, and he gave us an indication how we could resist the devil and he'll flee. And then Jesus called his first disciples, and last week we talked about how Jesus cast out evil spirits, and then he went about the Galilee there, healing so many people. And then he gets to the point that I want to pick it up today in chapter 1, verse 35 through 39. It's about Jesus preaching all around the Galilee. God's Word, New Living Translation, says this. It's starting at verse 35. The next morning, Jesus awoke long before daybreak and went out alone into the wilderness to pray. Later, Simeon, or Simon, and the others went out to find him. They said, "Everyone's looking for you, Lord." He replied to them, "We must go on to the other towns as well, and I will preach to them, because that is why I came." So he traveled throughout the Galilee, preaching in the synagogues and expelling demons from many people. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. You probably heard me say this a lot in church when we were talking about prayer, that it's just like talking to God, just like you would talk to a friend. And we don't have to have a special time to pray. We don't have to have certain ways that we kneel or however. We can just talk to God anytime, anywhere. Although it's good to come to church and pray with others. And I know some of you, because I got copies for you, you got a copy of the Lord's Prayer, which is the one that Jesus taught, and you carried it around in your school materials or different things. A lot of you understood it and also memorized it, which was really cool. You know what? If you're in school, don't worry about it. They never can take prayer out of school, because if they have tests, you're always going to have prayer. Amen? You're going to say, "Hey, God, help me with this test." Well, what about today? How can we talk to God today? And how many times should we talk to God? All we need to do is talk to God as much as we can. And it doesn't matter if it's a silent prayer to God or you do it out loud. Sometimes we do it in church, and we always know there's prayers that are not mentioned aloud, that it's in the hearts and the minds of the people, and God hears them too. Do you need to have prayer every day? You know, it's a good thing to talk to God every day, especially starting in the morning when your feet hit the ground. Say, "God, thank you for giving me life, and thank you for this beautiful day." And then you go on about your business during the day, and then sometimes you just talk to him during the course of the day. But sometimes prayers are special because they help us to identify our needs and things that are going on in our life. But this is the key. You don't have to use special words when you talk to God. Now, the special words that we memorize in the Lord's Prayer, I mean, that's pretty good, but it's a model prayer for all of our prayers to line up with. But you don't have to use special words. You just need to talk to God in ordinary words, just the way you talk to a good friend. In fact, God likes that kind of talking from us. That's the very best of all, because we're talking to him in a way that he understands us and knows, and he likes it to be able to have a friendly love relationship with him and trust him and thanking him for being his child of God. that we could stay close. So what are the times of the day should we talk to God? Remember I said you don't have to do anything special, but we also want to talk to God about everything, not only when we're in trouble or we want a favor. You wouldn't want to talk to your best friend only when you wanted to get something, would you? And treat God as your best friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. We want to talk to God whenever we have something to share, even if it doesn't seem very important, because God is very important to us in all of our challenges and all of the things that we like to do. Some of us have special times to talk to God. Sometimes it's just something that we want to do, and the Spirit just kind of quickens in our spirit that we need to just to be quiet and talk to God. But think about a clock. We always say, I don't know if I have time to pray. Well, think about a clock. How many minutes are in an hour? Yep, there's 30. Oh, no, let's see. No, 10, 20, 60 minutes in an hour. It would be good to save a few minutes out of every day to talk to God, wouldn't it? Amen. And there's 24 hours in a day. That means there's 1,440 minutes in a whole day. Now, of course, we got to take time out for sleeping. But even if we just count the minutes that we're awake, we have over 800 minutes every day to talk to God. So it shouldn't be hard to find time to talk to God. And yet, unfortunately, there's some people that never find time to talk to God. In the Mark's Gospel today tells us one way that Jesus sometimes talks to God. He got up early, before the sun came out, and went out to a lonely place to talk to God. Why do you suppose he did that? Yeah, then nobody can interrupt him. You know, it's good to have a private place or a little bit of quiet time. And Jesus modeled it for us. And it's a good way to talk to God when it's quiet and we're alone. So don't forget to talk to God every day. It's an important part of our faith relationship with Him. Almost incidentally, into a busy time, Jesus stopped from teaching and healing and traveling. This one small verse in the Bible is probably one of the most powerful teaching on prayer. Why would Jesus, the incarnate Son of God, with only 3 years to fulfill his mission, take time to go alone for prayer? Jesus would only invest in such precious time if in some mysterious way he needed time to talk with his Father, to know his will, to know his assurances, to know his resources, and through prayer he sought guidance and strength for every day in his ministry. So if Jesus needed prayer to give him strength for his ministry, how much more do we need prayer just to go through the course of our day? Jesus needed to seek God in prayer. And that's exactly what we need to do all the time. Prayer is such an important part of our life. It's how we have a personal relationship with God. A personal relationship, just like having a personal relationship with a good friend where you can go and talk to him. It's the same with God, the Creator, the one who gives us life. You have that personal relationship with him if you only ask. And then when you ask, he said, I'll be your friend. And then he'll want to talk to us and we want to talk to him. Amen. So prayer is a very, very important part of our life. Hope and pray you're all doing well. We try to stay in touch with the youth the best we can, and Travis and Tina too, and Carol Morgan always are asking about you, always trying to keep in touch with you. I know some of you go to school where Carol Morgan works in the cafeteria, so you see her a lot. Last couple of Wednesdays, we know that you've been able to go over to Capital City Church of God for fellowship, so that's important. We want to see you back in church sometime soon, but we're in the process of remodeling the fellowship hall now, so we really don't have a place to meet. It's one of the reasons that we're trying to work together with Capital City Church of God and involved in their youth, and then when we get our place fixed, why, they'll be able to come and be with us. So keep in touch. Send Travis, Tina too, or Carol Morgan a text, or just kind of stay in touch in a way that we do it here on the online service. May God add his blessings to your day your weeks and your month, and just know that God loves you and we love you. Amen.